Hey, you, are you curious about our faces? Check us out on YouTube, Moist Monday Podcast.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers, bud. Happy day. Happy first Monday of our 3 year. Also, happy St. Patty's. Yeah. Even though it's been a week now, but it is St. Patty's.
We're recording it on St. Patty's.
On St. Patty's, so cheers to that. We're not wearing green because we already celebrated St. Patty's.
I don't really own green. Yeah.
We wore green on Saturday.
I have two hats. That's it.
And I have a Jake the Snake shirt.
Yep.
That's all I did. But as two white bald men with beards that have a podcast, most of the time, people don't compare me to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But over the weekend, I got compared to two different people. You know about one of them.
I don't remember who it was, though.
I've pulled up photos.
Okay.
So I always get excited when someone's like, oh, you look like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Especially if I don't know it, then I don't care.
Yeah.
So we were out Saturday night for St. Patrick's Day, and this drunk guy, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun with this
guy.
We
had a lot of fun. We'll talk about him after the intro, so stay tuned for that.
We did our best to ruin his night by just freaking him out.
He probably doesn't remember shit.
No. But there's photos of me.
Yeah. He's a video.
Yeah.
But he came up to me. Jacob and I were standing together.
Is this how he started the conversation with us?
I think so.
Okay.
Or maybe we like interrupted him because we were stopping people at the door.
Oh, were we?
That's kind of how it seemed like it. But he goes, oh my God, you look like Isaac from Knocked Loose.
Right.
Which is like I think they're like a heavier pop punk band.
Yeah.
With a lot of screaming.
I think so.
So I looked him up. I tried to find a photo that's similar. And then this is what he looks like. So it'll be on the feed for people that watch on YouTube.
Like, not at all.
If anything, he looks more like Jacob.
Well, yeah, because he was saying that to you because you didn't have a hat off. So then I took my hat off and just stood next to you until he was like, you look like that guy.
Then he kept going, that was him 5 years ago. You're him now. So I wonder if he has a longer beard now.
Maybe, because then my bit immediately was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you leaned in and you were like, hey man, don't.
I tried to pull him away. Yeah, like, can we not do this right now? And I don't think he ever bought that. But
you kept trying. I love how you were like, shut up.
Yeah, like, I just wanted to, because if I could get him excited about it, and then I'd be like, yeah, sing my song.
I don't know.
I don't
know any Knock Loose. I know of them. I think I've probably heard a few songs.
I think I've seen them.
Yeah, I think I've seen them too.
I think it's one of those crowds where people are just backhanding with fists.
Oh, 100%.
Because men don't know how to touch each other.
Well, and I feel like their mosh pits are literally just like the
swinging.
Because I think they're heavier.
Spin kicks, but also I don't care how heavy they are. You never need to do that. I watched a teen girl get donkey kicked in the chest by a grown man at a concert.
Which sounds... terrible. Yeah. But second, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
I think it was that bear tooth.
That's him, yeah. Too. I think they're in the same vein as Knocked
Out. They're opening up for like Sleeping with Sirens or something like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Threw a kick backwards.
And you were just like, Jesus. I feel like that's a moment where it feels like it's in slow motion.
Yeah. Because like, a small girl just gets crippled. Yeah.
Beartooth's probably her favorite band, and it just ruined it for her.
Or like, I've seen so many people just take one to the chin when it's just guys doing this.
Oh, like the arms.
The windmill behind them.
So many people spin their fucking
and
arms.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I don't go to
those shows that often.
No, anymore. I used to enjoy a good mosh pit, but I like a fun punk one.
I like a mosh pit where you're just jumping and
bouncing.
Or like a circle pit where you're just
circle
running.
Circle pits are stupid because you just run.
Yeah.
And then you get tired and you're just like, all right, now I'm in a worse spot in the concert. I'm now near the back of the fucking circle, and then it closes in.
I like circle pits, but then I'm so out of shape.
Yeah, the first lap is fun, and then you're just jogging.
Doing like a run, like skip sometimes. Yeah.
Then you're just,
and then people fall over. And,
yeah. Now I like a good normal mosh pit. I like a wall of death if it's not too scary.
Wall of death was fun as fuck. I remember doing it once at Warped Tour, and I think it was of Mice and Men.
Maybe that sounds right.
And it was so cool because there was a Warped Tour, so the whole fucking thing opened up, and the only thing that was in the middle was the sound booth.
I think you've been in a lot more than those then, because that's where I got my tooth fucked up, was at a Wall of Death at not Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. What's the name? What's Izzy's favorite pop punk band?
Oh, shit. Crown?
Crown the Empire. Yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
They did a Wall of Death too?
Uh-huh, and I got hit in the face.
I remember we did a Wall of Death at your show.
I know, it was awesome.
That was sick. Wall of Death are fun because the venue just splits.
Yeah,
you feel like Moses, dude.
It's so nice.
I've never had it happen to me while I'm on stage.
It's really
stupid.
But you're
just like, holy shit.
Because also, like, I could just see your dumb, like, bright orange hair just doing that. Because also, during that Wall of Death, I remember there was a girl that we met this weekend again. She was at that concert. And she was on a guy's shoulders during it.
During the Wall of Death?
Yeah, I think it was her, if not somebody at that show.
Somebody similar, yeah.
Was on someone's shoulders in a Wall of Death. So it's just a woman just...
Jesus, well, this is scary. Especially when you're in the front row because you're just like, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, but also you're like, I don't want you to come for me.
So then, going back to another person that said I look like someone else, this one is probably the biggest compliment I've ever received.
All right, because like, I've known you for a long time. I never really have thought that either of us especially look at like somebody.
Yeah, I know. I feel like as of lately, we look generic.
Yes.
Like we both are bald, have beards.
Best case is Sean Evans.
That's a great comparison.
That is a great one.
So I was talking to this girl on Bumble.
Okay.
And she randomly sent me a message and she goes, yo, you know you look like that actor off of Euphoria? And I've never seen Euphoria.
The one who looks like Mac Miller?
Yes.
The dead one?
I don't know who it is. Is he dead?
If it's that one, yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I've never seen it. Do I really? And she goes, yeah, the drug dealer off that show.
That's probably the dead one, yeah.
And I pulled up a photo and I was like, damn, you think I look like him? He's hot as fuck.
I could see that a little bit more. More, for sure.
He's got a longer beard, but he's got that good hairline. Yeah. It's because my hair's a little bit growing out right
eyes
now.
Eyes are there a little bit, too.
The eyes are there. This guy's attractive as fuck.
Yeah, no, that's a good
look. Everybody in Euphoria is hot.
Yeah, but also they make themselves not hot because they're all strung out and sweaty.
And they're also in high school.
Yeah, it's a real bummer.
But like, and she was like, and he's fine as fuck.
All right.
And I was like,
okay.
Well, now I'm nervous for you to meet me.
Maybe you could see how he dresses and base off that.
Yeah, I need to start watching Euphoria then. But it's always so weird because sometimes I'm like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Sure.
A lot of people compare me to like wrestlers too.
Just because you wear wrestler shirts?
Or? No, well, maybe. And I'm
I guess there's big.
There's so like, I can't remember what his name is, but he's like modern day WWF.
So who cares?
And he's just like a big bald dude with a big beard.
Yeah.
And like, I look at him up and I'm like, yeah, but I'm not jacked.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's like fucking 6'5".
I have his hairline.
And like 300 pounds. Yeah. And his beard literally is just like, whoop.
Yeah, he's
like
a man.
It's a man. I'm this. And but I'm like, oh, you think I look like that? That's cool.
Because I think Sean Evans is the only one I've got.
I can see Sean Evans for you.
And then I started seeing how he dressed and kind of basing myself off that too.
Ooh, because he dresses nice.
He does, but also like still kind of plain nice.
Yeah.
So like I got some good jackets because of him.
Just generic colors.
Yeah, a nice jacket. Yeah.
But still looks... Sean Evans is great.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Howland is great. But guess what? We're two good looking dudes from the Midwest.
This is Moist Monday.
Let's get into it.
Let's get moist.
Welcome back to the Moist Monday Podcast. How you
Top
doing?
Top of the morning to you.
I'm Robert.
I'm Jacob.
That's how we do it here.
Sometimes.
But it is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
What if I just ended there? It is St. Patrick's. No thoughts? Jacob had no feelings towards that joke. But on Saturday...
That joke.
It wasn't a joke.
Oh, God.
It
was just a mistake. How could I not have touched that gold?
Just a mistake that I said. But on Saturday, we celebrated St. Patrick's Day, which I wasn't even really planning on to.
Yeah, me neither.
We celebrated last year, too, which was fun with my sisters and stuff.
Right, that was fun. And then 2 years ago, I was in Canada for it.
Yeah, damn. So now, three years
later, it's been a thing every time.
We've been doing it every time. I had to work during the day, so I didn't get off to like 7, but it was a fucking shit show. Like, literally, so our bar on the weekends opens at 2.
Yeah.
There was a line of people waiting to get into Uptown, which is, I've never seen a line before.
Sure.
And like, all these people came in, and it was just so busy. So I was like, ah. I don't want to. I hate big crowds.
Well, you don't have to deal with them. You're just in the back slinging dough.
Yeah, but they were buying pizza like crazy. And then I was like,
when I went in, they were like, we're out of pizza.
And I was like, we're trying. But then my coworker was like, hey, you want to come out for a beer or two? I'll buy.
Sure.
And I was like, well, it's free, you know, so I might as well. And I'm like, it's St. Patrick's Day, you know, so I might as well.
Yeah.
And then we went out and then when I got off work, you were already there.
Yeah, waiting. I texted you seeing if you wanted, because we talked about grabbing a beer at some point, like after your work. I didn't even really think about that. It would be a huge crowd because of it. And I went out like a little bit earlier that day because I grabbed a shot from Izzy and then hung out at the coffee shop for like 2 hours.
Yeah, because you came in before we opened.
Yeah. I was just in the neighborhood. And then I knew you were going to get off at 7. So I just was like, no, I'll be out.
Yeah, I was so busy. I didn't even see your text till after I got off. Mm-hmm. You know, like this house slammed to her. But then we started drinking. We're hanging out with our coworker, you know, having a good time. And then, so at this point, I'd had like a shot and a half of beer.
Sure.
So I was feeling good.
But you were feeling something.
I was feeling something, and then this is when we started doing my favorite part of the night.
Bits.
Bits. We're the Bit Brothers. We're the Bit Brigade. God.
Yeah.
It's so fun to overstimulate drunk people.
It is so much fun. Because they'll approach us often.
Well, lately, we've been overstimulating one of our coworkers. He comes into work, like it looks like he just woke up. His hair is always wet.
And someone makes a comment, and then someone just dogpiles on that
comment. And we just overstimulate him where he just goes, it's so fun to just keep saying, it's so fun to overstimulate
people. It's what we do to everybody we meet. It's an issue.
We're an issue when we're together. That's probably why Izzy hates us.
Because we do it to her constantly.
It's so easy.
I do it to her alone, though.
But it's worse when it's us because it's a dog pile. Like we talk so fast, the other person can't respond. You know, we're just stacking. So we thought, let's overstimulate some drunk people. Let's have some fun.
It's my favorite hobby now. And this one guy decked out in St. Patrick's Day stuff. Yeah, it's the one who said that Robert looked like the guy from Knocked Loose.
Yep. So I already knew that his judgment. I didn't even look him up, but I was like, I doubt it.
I don't. So immediately, I'm trying to pull him aside to get him like, hey, shut up. Like, can we just have a fucking night out for once? Are you kidding? And I just kept laying it on. He didn't buy that. And then I can't remember what other bits we did to him until the last one.
Well, we'll save the last one. That's my favorite bit. Yeah. A bit that you started with our coworker, mm-hmm. which is one of my favorite bits, is you had loose change.
Oh, yeah. And I would just go heads or tails, and I'd flip it. And then they would say an answer, and then I'd put it in my hand, and it wasn't a quarter. It was a different coin.
It was a token for our bar.
And so I'd rather have like a logo or like the title on it, and I'd just go, nope, it's this, idiot, and then just toss it away.
My favorite part of the bit is...
They answer every time.
They answer it, and then you go, no, idiot, and then you would throw the coin in the trash can. They just so funny.
Well, for this one, I would sneak him into his pocket. Yes. I got probably 30 coins in that man's pocket.
But it's so funny to be like, no, you idiot. It's a fucking token. It's an up-down token. Because when you say heads or tails, people are like, oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 50-50.
And just immediately.
But
idiot.
You're fucking wrong. It's not even a coin, you fucking idiot. That's a good bit.
I did it to my coworker probably 5 times. And he never guessed anything
every
else.
Time he fell for it.
Yeah, heads or tails.
And it made me laugh. Because... You did it to him 5 times in, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And every time he would go, tails,
yeah.
Heads. And he just could go, no, you fucking idiot.
And then it's just gone.
He wouldn't get it. But then this drunk guy came up. We did the coin thing. We did the knocked loose thing. I keep wanting to think knocked up, knocked loose. But then he just kept hanging around and talking to us. And then you came up with this bit. And it is the funniest thing. I tried to describe it to people. Yeah. And they go, that's disgusting.
Because I can't do it with a beer bottle. But... Because also we told people the story of the time I threw up on that patio.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because I'm a sideshow performer, if the listener or viewer didn't know.
He's a freak show performer.
And I can do a stunt where I can hammer a nail about 4 inches long into my nostril. It's like a COVID test, but with a nail.
And 4 inches is big.
I think so.
It gets the job done.
I was going to do that. Like I put together a crowd for this. This was years ago.
Yeah, this is like right when COVID
probably 21.
Yeah,
yeah. And I gathered some people and like I... One guy I was friends with, another guy did not like me in that group. And I got ready to do it, and then I just threw up.
Yeah, because we were hammered.
And then I just walked away. And you could just hear them go, is that what he wanted to show us?
Yeah,
because
you go, hey guys, can I show you something? And then he just vomits, and then we leave. And that is the funniest. That's a great bit. Yeah. That's a... But you actually wanted to shoot like that.
Yeah, I was not planning on throwing up.
But it's so funny, dude. If you get a group of people to be like, and you were confident, like, because you're going to be a confident freak.
Yeah, because I know how to sell it now. Because I've done that plenty of times at bars where I'll just have a nail
God,
on me.
God, if I get up to throw up, I'm not feeling confident. So I don't even know how you pull that off. I think it's because we did a Jaeger bomb.
Probably.
That's why. So you don't like Jaeger bombs. You don't like Red Bull. You also don't like Jaeger.
Because I did not do a Jaeger bomb this.
I didn't either. Weekend.
I know I did a Vegas bomb.
Yeah, I did a lot of other bombs.
Yeah.
But I did not do a Jaeger bomb. Even though I was like, hey, I'll get one.
Yeah. Right, because they ordered them without you.
Yeah.
And it was your idea. But yeah. All right. So then this bit we came up with to ruin this guy's night is because we were throwing everything else we could at him. I was doing wordplay. We were telling jokes.
Alliterations. And it just, dude, he was just like, what?
But he kept going.
But he just kept talking to us. But he obviously didn't know where. He was so drunk.
But you were doing a bit. So he was looking at you. So I took a drink of my beer. And then I waited for him to turn back to me. And then I didn't spit the beer out. I just opened my mouth and just let it fall. And then I talked to him.
Yeah, because we had
cups.
Cups. We had plastic cups at 24 ounce. So like you could easily spit your beer back in.
But I would just... Yeah, and you would just talk.
You just open your mouth.
Yeah, like I didn't even like spit it. It's just all right, so it was out, and then I would just start talking to him, and like that's one that hit him immediately. Yeah, where he's like, "What just happened?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then every time he turned back to me, I'd have beer in my mouth, and then just keep talking.
So I saw you do it, and I broke. Yeah. I broke immediately, and I was like, "I have to do this now." Yeah. So then he was like, "What the fuck was that?" I put beer in my mouth, and then we looked at me. I did it, but I kind of spit it out. Yeah. I did it differently. But then I immediately laughed because I was like, that's hilarious. So I had to look away.
Because also it kind of hurts to hold beer in your mouth.
Because it's like foamy and tingly, yeah, like carbonated.
Because there's one time it took him a while to look back over at me.
So we just kept doing it to this guy. And I kept evolving on my strategy. So I used to just like spit it out. And then the way that you did it is so funny because it would just like stick to your mustache.
I think the drop method is the funniest because it's just like, you're not even like getting rid of it. You're just continuing.
So my evolution of the bit was I would fill my mouth with beer and then wait till someone's looking. I put the cup right up to my lip and you just let it slowly dribble out. Just and that's disgusting.
And he didn't like it.
And then that eventually made him quit talking to us, yep. Which is so funny. And then he was hanging out with we were outside on the patio.
Yeah.
Weather was a little cold, but you know, whatever. We were wearing hoodies, but he was kind of near us.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's fuck with him again. Yeah. So we go up behind him, we tap him on the shoulder, and then he like turns around and he gets excited because it's like new people. He forgot who we were.
Both
and then we just both immediately spin our cups and he goes, what? Are you guys again?
And I get that. All right. But then he asked me to take a photo of their friend group.
Yes.
And so he hands me his cell phone, which is, I am just a man who spit his, like, this is all he knows of me is I'm just fucking with him.
You could have just taken his phone.
Yeah, I could have ruined this man's night. I could have just thrown it as far as I want.
You just put it in your beer?
Yeah.
I've been telling you what.
But so immediately I just start recording a selfie video, hold it up. Long enough so like they're all getting in positions where I'm just holding up my phone. It's just a film of you and me looking.
Yeah, which is always so funny.
Immediately hit story and then I take a nice photo for them.
Put it on this guy's story. Yeah.
And then then I think we mess with him a little bit more than he leaves.
And then he leaves, yeah.
Because then his other friend comes up and like we think he's going to be like drunk like this guy. He's like, hey, what are you guys up to? And then so we just start immediately fucking with this guy.
We start immediately doing, because the bit that works is the beer spit.
It really works. It affects people. And then he's like, but he's just gonna be like, no, what are you guys doing?
So he wasn't drunk enough to be like, what the fuck? No, he was like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, and we're like, oh, okay. So we talked to him and he became our friend too.
And we were like,
so we talked to him for a while too about just how we've been fucking with his friend. I was like, hey, are you Snapchat friends with him? Look at his Snapchat story.
We see the video, we see the photo. Dude, what's so funny is I was getting a little silly at that point. So then even though we were having a serious conversation with this guy, a little bit serious, I kept spitting in my beer just because I thought it was funny. Yeah, and then I occasionally be like, you want some? And he goes, no, you just spit in your beer.
God, then I remember.
That's such a good bit, guys.
Another bit I really like that you did.
If you go to like festivals or something, that's hilarious.
So anytime someone talks to you, instead of swallowing, just spit the beer out so you can respond.
Yeah, because I mean, it doesn't affect you. The beer tastes the same. Yeah.
There's some your own spit in your beer.
Exactly. You're drinking it anyway.
But also, our coworker came back over, and we walked inside, and you just put your hand on his back.
Oh,
held it there for several minutes.
I forgot about
this. And like, you started rubbing it. He never even turned around to see if it was you.
No, because the bar was packed, so I was just assuming that he thought people were bumping into
it. They were, like, pressing against him to get past, but then it just stayed.
No, because at first, I was just trying to get his attention.
Yeah.
You know, but then he didn't turn around. So then I just kept like rubbing his back and like adding pressure. Like I like would press in and he would just like, instead of looking back, just keep shifting like someone is bumping into him.
It's like, this guy's really on me.
And then I just keep pressing more.
I'm just trying to get out of his way.
And then eventually he got his drinks and like turned around and left the bar and I followed him. And then I rubbed his back again and he still did a turn. And like, I was like, dude, how do you not look?
To see just who is doing it.
I also don't know him that well.
No, we're not that good
friends.
So
if he would have turned around, he would be like, why are you rubbing my back? But also,
he didn't
turn around at all, which made me want to keep doing it. Dude, it's so, I mean, I did get fucking drunk that night, but it's so fun to mess with drunk people.
If someone would have started messing with us by the end of the night, we'd be ruined.
I mean, but I probably would have messed back with them.
Maybe. Depends where you're at.
Yeah, I had a silly night. Mm-hmm. But man, overstimulating drunk people is the funniest
thing.
Especially if you can dogpile them. Well, highly recommend.
Outside, just chilling. It's a little chilly out.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Dude, people have been drinking since noon.
Yeah, no, this guy was gone at like 7:30.
Yeah, he was shit-faced. I mean, I was out till almost bar close and I got pretty drunk.
Yeah, we left at like 1 something.
Yeah. But it was a good St. Patty's Day. My initial thought, because I was like a little, because I had to clopen.
Yeah.
So I closed Friday, then opened on Saturday. So I was like, I'll go out for a few beers and then go home. That's my initial thought.
Nope. Oh, I do remember another bit we did.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is one we talked about doing a few weeks ago, because we ran into some high school friends there. And I think you heard me say this, and then I got you to do it next. But it was immediately, oh, my God. I heard you died in a plane accident. Yeah, we did that to somebody.
I forgot we mentioned that. It's so funny. We were at the bar because he was ordering us a round of shots.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, nice to see you guys. I'll buy them. Yeah. And then you were like, man, it's so nice to see you. I heard you died.
In a plane accident.
Yeah, I love what you say. And dude, his face was like, what?
I'm like, yeah, I just heard that from somebody. And then you.
And then
you
I was like,
oh, my God. Yeah, dude, that's right.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's so nice.
Anytime we meet somebody from high school again, we have to say that because it's so fucking funny.
God, that's so funny. Because also in their mind, they're like,
who said that?
That's not even close to true. Yeah. So, goddamn, that
I love it.
Okay, so the beer bit's now number two. The plane crash.
We should have just started throwing out high school names that told us that.
God, that is. I got to keep that in mind now. That is the funniest, especially when we're both together.
Yeah.
So if one of
also,
us forgets,
we just assume that the other person will do it, so we can even do it spaced out.
Like, yeah, we're separate one-on-ones. Yeah. And it's like, Jacob just said that 30 minutes ago. I'm like, yeah, because people, dude, I heard a lot about it.
Where do you think I heard it from?
Yeah. Imagine if someone spreading a rumor about you that you died in a plane.
That's so funny.
How does this happen?
Your Facebook friends are thinking, I don't know, I'm not active.
I'm not on social media, dude. I got off of it. It was fun to run into high school with people, though.
No, we ran into a few good ones, too.
Yeah, people that I literally haven't seen. I think I saw, so our buddy Keith was there. I think I saw him.
I've seen him out and about
before. Out and about a few times, because he was friends with my friend group.
Yeah.
But then, like, friends he was with, I haven't seen since high school.
And some of them were there, yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah, because they came from a party bus that got shut down, so they had to take two smaller party shuttles or something like that.
How does a party bus get shut down?
I don't know,
but it was fun. It's so weird, though, because it's like, we're adults now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like,
we're having that conversation with, because...
Yeah, one of the guys had two kids.
Yeah, Grady had two kids. Ran into a friend, Brendan. He got married.
Oh, yeah. It is wild, because I remember...
And I knew him and his wife in high school.
That is insane. They're still together.
Because that's who I think was on someone's shoulders at the wall of death.
Oh, my God.
Was his future wife at our show.
Yeah, luckily she didn't die in a plane crash.
Right.
No, but it is wild. We were talking to our buddy, Grady, and he's like a seven-year-old.
Yeah, and...
And I was just like, Jesus.
Well, and like, his friend was like, oh, he's always just going to talk about his kids. I'm like, that's... Wild.
Yeah, because I don't know. He's a year younger than me. So he's your age, 29. That means he had a kid when he was 22.
My parents had three kids at 22.
I know, but it's like, I don't know any. No one in my friend group has kids. So it's like, it's. I don't even know what that's like. So it's just fascinating.
You
can talk about kids all night.
Yeah. And like, I'm fascinated because when I met Brendan, he has five pets. So him and I talked about our pets for a while.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't get. I'm just like.
I'm here.
I'm 30 and I work at an arcade.
Thought I died in a plane crash.
it was a fun Saturday night.
Yeah, it was fun to see people.
I don't normally like going out when it's super crowded, but that is when you're going to run into people. And
yeah,
and that's the
we ran into good people from high school at least, which is nice.
And it's not running into people that were like, ugh.
God damn it.
But we're in a good part of town. Imagine if we were on Court.
Horrible.
Yeah,
no.
That's when you run into like the shitty people. Where you're like, oh. You've been running this circle for 10 years.
To be fair, I remember over-simulating people over there. I would go out alone and join a circle of men and just start fucking with them. And one of them would always hate me.
What?
I did that on New Year's.
Oh, yeah, because we were at the Mile.
Well, that guy, like, they will threaten me. Like,
yeah, and you're by yourself. Yeah, you're a small
like,
man. You can get your
like,
ass.
Ah, shit.
I'm trying to get you your ass kicked.
I've never had my ass kicked, which is fucking wild.
Probably because you one person hates you, but you make other people laugh.
That's that's it. Like, usually,
you're not pissing off an entire group. You're not going in and calling them a bunch of slurs.
Yeah,
and shit.
Not all or none of them.
Not all of them.
No, usually I'll give suggestions a lot, which is like where they're like, where you want to go next? I'm like, there's this great place in Altoona. Like I'll start like being like, let's get a van. Like
you're gonna go up to Ames?
Yeah, I love doing shit like that.
Speaking of. Slurs.
Oh my God. Okay.
I forgot about this too. So going back to the guy we were doing the drunk guy we were doing the bits with.
Yeah.
One of our coworkers is mixed.
Well, he also has you said this because he has a Spider-Man tattoo.
Well, yeah, he does have a Spider-Man tattoo, yeah. Which I wrote down two quotes from this guy.
Okay.
The first quote was, "Hey, man, you got any snake tattoos?"
Fuck, I forgot about that. That he just asked a stranger, because our coworker was immediately, what the fuck?
It's an insane thing to ask somebody.
Which I don't think I even do.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But like, you're covered in tattoos. Yeah. Our coworker's not.
You know, he was wearing a jacket and had a hand tattoo.
Yeah, that's true. It has a hand tattoo. But then like, we were calling him Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Miles Morales, you know, because he had this thing. And this drunk guy said something that's like kind of racist. And I was like, yo, man, that's racist. And he goes, that's fine.
No, it was that we called him Spider-Man. And then this guy was like, no, it's Miles Morales.
Oh, and then I said, that's racist.
And he said, that's fine.
Dude, and that's my favorite response to calling someone a racist.
That's fine.
And I go, oh, wow, you're a piece of shit.
Also, what he said wasn't racist.
I know, but it's like, I've never heard anybody respond to that's fine. Drunk people are so funny.
It's also this guy was wearing Shamrock glasses the entire time.
And he just look in his eyes, he was fucked.
Well, he was seeing the whole world through green, which is issue number one. That's why you looked like Knock Loose.
Yeah, that's why I thought he was a fucking... I think the guy that he thinks I am is like one of the lead men in the band.
I think so.
Which is wild. I'd much rather be a Mac Miller lookalike.
That's fair.
But St. Patrick's Day was fun. It was fun. It is weird that it's fucking March.
Yeah.
The weather is fucking nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I'm so glad Daylight Savings has happened.
Yeah, it sucks the week of, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, last week my sleep schedule was all fucked, mm-hmm. even though we only lost an hour. Yeah. I just felt ruined all week.
Ruined everything. I'm ruined.
But now it's like fucking... I mean, it's early now when we're recording, but the sun's out till fucking seven or eight.
Yeah, because I'm doing yard work now.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, Izzy and I did it once, and then she got poison ivy immediately.
Does she just have like sensitive skin?
Yes, she does. She's one of those, like, she was a kid that was allergic to everything.
Yeah, because I remember last year you guys were doing yard work, and you both got fucked up.
And like, she didn't get it like as bad. Like, it's maybe not poison. Maybe it's like some sort of just something
oak. But you didn't get anything.
No, this year I got nothing. Last year or 2 years ago, whenever we got it,
I think it was last year.
That was the worst thing.
Yeah, because you had to
either of us had to get the cream. We had to get steroids. We had to get everything. But it was like, because for me it was like, hers was just overall she was red just everywhere, and I like I remember got into my like around my fingers and like my knuckles were all covered and like itchy and like mine were all like in my joints and like stuff like it was places that rubbed and they would swell and get like it was horrible. Like
so
I just
hurt
sleep,
to like fucking move
and they're so itchy like the worst thing. Like
and
I
then
were,
we both have it too. Mm-hmm. It's just like God,
we're both
damn.
Just laying there miserable.
Just
yeah, if somebody moves, it just like drags against the skin.
It's like
it's so
it's
sensitive.
The only thing I can compare it to is like being super sunburnt.
Sure, but just like
but worse.
Deeper
and fuck.
For we because it took us a while to get the medicine too.
Yeah, and then, like, you, and then when you both have it, it's like contagious.
Yeah,
a little
so
bit.
We went to the doctor together. Yeah,
fuck.
Remember I got on my dick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, because like it must have just like been on my hands and I like scratched or something.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
I'm not jerking it in the yard.
Okay, sure.
But like, yeah, it's just
he's doing yard work naked.
I wish, dude.
No, you don't.
Some classic Adam and Eve. If I could,
I'd be so scared to have my hog out if I'm doing yard work.
Well, no,
I would wear a pouch.
All right,
because like, imagine a loose hog and you're weed whacking.
Okay, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's what
no,
I'm saying.
No, but like, if I could do a little gardening,
yeah, do a little
like
stretching.
You know, like I'm planting carrots and just my dick's on the like dragon.
Okay, maybe I see. I don't think I would like that.
No, like on all fours outside in the dirt.
So just your butthole's out.
You
get fucking sunburned
well,
on your butthole.
This is obviously in a world where I'm allowed to do this.
Well, yeah, like, you. There are nudist colonies. People do this.
I think I could do a nudist colony.
Yeah.
I honestly think I wouldn't have an issue with that.
So, like, if you went to France, you would do a nude beach?
I wouldn't be against a nude beach.
I'd just get nervous.
Why? You're in France.
I know.
Literally nobody you know is going to be there.
We got a lot of listeners in France.
Probably, what, seven overall? And it's just like, it's a moist Monday.
Oh, the moist boys. The moist boys. Wee wee. Ooh, a teeny wee wee.
All right, but would you do a nude beach with me? And we just
see
eye contact.
That's the tough part.
Because we would see, but also, like, if it doesn't matter,
we're
it doesn't
glancing.
Matter.
We're glancing. Yeah. I mean, you gotta.
Well, I'm, yeah.
I mean, also, everyone's naked. You're glancing at everybody.
Right, yeah.
But also, when the nude areas I happen to.
It's usually not attractive.
Has been hot springs. So it's a bunch of old people.
Sure.
And it's always like, yeah, damn, they don't care anymore.
I'd be fine with that.
It's just, it's the tough part because then it's a public beach, but then you look around and there's like some attractive women.
Some. I think you'd be too in your own head to get like aroused or anything though.
Yeah, because I think everybody would just be, everybody just doesn't care. I think it's at that point where it's like, oh, everyone doesn't care.
If everyone's naked, nobody's naked.
Yeah, and most people are not in shape, so
yeah,
the average person isn't.
Yeah, I think I'd have zero issue doing a nude beach.
If I was with you, though, maybe.
Maybe you would, or maybe you wouldn't.
Maybe I wouldn't.
Okay,
but then I'd be feel weird though.
But also,
if you were naked,
that well, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I don't think we need to go to a nude beach together.
I don't want to.
Ever.
I mean, I feel like step one, strip club.
That's way worse.
But we haven't even been to that yet together.
Strip club. We haven't been to it separate.
I don't want to. I think that's step one. I don't know. Maybe not.
I think nude beach is way better than, yeah. Nude beach is just open.
Yeah, that's true. I would get in the water immediately and like not get out.
I mean, sand is got to be an issue.
You already get covered in sand when you wear a swimsuit. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, but also then it's like in your butt. I just haven't been to a beach in forever.
I'm going to, so every other year we do a family reunion over 4th of July, and it's this summer again.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited, yeah, because that's, we go up to the beach.
Michigan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Michigan.
I like Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan's dope, and it's they live in a fucking, it's not even a town, it's like such a small thing, it's like a township.
Oh, nice.
That's how small town it is, and it's like my uncle has like this giant house we all stay in.
Is this the same place you went when you got your tattoos?
Yes.
You guys gonna do that again?
Yeah, when I got my 27 is last tattoo hell I got. I think that's our tradition now.
Fuck yeah.
The cousin transition.
Get a dumb small tattoo together, yeah.
Yeah, I think we drove like an hour and a half to get the tattoo.
Probably spent like $100 each.
Yeah, it was.
Something small and stupid, yeah.
And I was like, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also I do want more tattoos.
Well, also, if you give a tattoo a memory, you'll never regret it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's a story behind this.
Yeah.
Even though you have a ton more, but I'm at a point now where I just want tattoos and I don't care about stories.
Because I...
Like, obviously your first one, yeah, probably should.
My first one's so stupid. It's my Tough Mudder one.
Oh, my first one is for my dead brother.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You gotta start somewhere.
But
you're probably at a point where you're like, I don't care.
So I'm at the point where, like, I don't regret getting tattoos, but I'm also like, Jesus, that's so...
You don't have any more space.
Well, and also, like, God, I did all these so long ago.
Yeah, that is
like,
true.
I can't change my
arms.
You
did them so fast.
Yeah. No, that's... It's not a regret. It's annoying now that I can't get more.
Yeah, because when was the last time you got one?
Sibling tattoo.
Okay, yeah.
So my only recent tattoos...
That was while we were doing the podcast?
Yeah. I've probably gotten two tattoos because I got one at Taylor's wedding also.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You and Izzy got one.
So I've gotten like two travel tattoos now.
Travel tattoos are fun.
Maybe I'll just do that from here on out.
That's a good memory thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's like for a big trip or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a big chunk on your arm right there. And that, this, not a big chunk, but yeah. Small chunk.
But the issue is like that would look too messy to fill.
Yeah. What do you put there?
Nothing. Yeah. My only idea was to add more spider webs on the sleeve.
Spider webs would be sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just some like that kind.
Yeah. Just some lights. Lines. Yeah,
but like
I guess you get more room on your legs.
But like I don't care.
Like and then your back.
Yeah, but like those aren't fun spots.
Yeah.
I did all of my fun spots immediately. Because
they're open. Dude, having sleeves would be so sick.
It's fun. I forget. But also
I forget too, because I'm just this is how you look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You've had them for fucking you had those when we met. Most of them.
I guess I've still been not tattooed longer than I've been tattooed, but still.
But you got fucking 80 tattoos in like 3 years. Like, that's insane.
I'm at 40-something now. I think I'm at 48 now.
Yeah, but think it...
Like, in 10 years. But also, most of them...
Most of them were in, like...
4 years.
Yeah, four years. Just bang, bang, bang,
senior
bang, bang,
year of college... Or, not senior year of college. My 1 year of college. Where I got... I probably got, like, six...
I mean,
during that.
You were a freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior.
If you don't go back, yeah.
You did them all.
So that... Plus, like, when I got my apartment... Because once I got my apartment, I stopped spending a lot of money.
Yeah, because you...
My bills were so high.
Yeah, because you were a welder living at home. So you had so much money.
Yeah, that's what this all is.
And you're just like, fuck it.
Yeah. And like, I was friends with my artist and she gave me incredible deals.
Yeah, that sucks. Is she really retired still?
I don't think she's retired. I think she was retired.
Yeah, because I remember
she
retired. And then
I think she moved. Because also, I know she's in the best tattoo artist I've ever met. She didn't like tattooing.
Oh, really?
So I think she tried to not do it, and she's like, I need money. So now she had to do it.
She's good at it.
Yes.
Did she move states?
No. She might be in like Quad Cities or something
like that. Okay, so not bad. Would you ever get another to do from her?
Yes, but also now I was always worried that like she didn't like me. It's just that you, I paid her.
You paid her rent most months.
Yes. Probably a couple. Yeah. That is wild. But I was always like, I thought her and I were friends, and like she made it seem like we were friends too, but I was always just like, hey, it's weird because I pay you.
Yeah.
Same reason I don't go to a strip club. Yeah. I'm like, you don't like me, I just pay you.
And that's kind of why I quit getting prostitutes.
Yeah. They don't like you, you just pay them.
I know.
Yeah.
And they make it really obvious they don't.
God, can you imagine when they leave? That's got to be the loneliest feeling after a prostitute leaves.
Yeah, because you leave the money on the dresser.
I mean, I don't know if that's still how it is. Now it's probably like you Venmo them.
I'd much rather do cash. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Venmo, you can at least do it after. But also then like...
But yeah, also you can cancel Venmo. So I think cash is the...
Cash is always king.
Yeah, cash is king.
But then if you just have a wad of cash on you, they might beat the shit out of you first and then take it. But also that's half of what you're paying for.
Then their pimp comes in.
God, there's a woman right now suing a Vegas hotel. I believe a Vegas hotel.
Oh, yeah, isn't prostitution legal there?
There's brothels, but this prostitutes I don't think... Are like, legal
they
anymore?
Like, I've heard things where they like hand out like flyers. They have like, they have like flyers or like baseball cards.
That might also be like technically they're strippers. Oh, but also if they sleep with you, you're just paying for the stripper.
Yeah, you're
like,
paying for the stripper.
I think it's stuff like that. Yeah, like yeah. I mean, they're same with like if you technically make porn, you can sell the porn and pay them distribution rights for the porn. You just can't pay them for the sex.
Whoa. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No. If I think that
I got to contact some people now. I'm going to make some money.
But like, yeah, all that's weird. But there's a woman suing Vegas hotel because her husband went there, got a escort or a prostitute. Yep. And like he talked to the pimp and I think the pimp like took care of him at a hotel and they went up and then he overdosed. And the prostitute like, I think stole his money and then left. And now the woman is suing the hotel that it happened at. Isn't that wild?
So he didn't die, though.
No, he did die.
Oh, he did die.
Fentanyl, yeah.
Holy
killed him.
Shit.
Yeah, so he's dead.
And so they were doing coke.
And the last thing he did when he died, or like Molly and her ecstasy.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
They slipped that in there, which is, fuck, stop it. Can't, just make fun drugs. Don't poison them.
Yeah, like.
What are we doing?
What is the point of that?
I think if we could all, like, because I think it's that if they put a little bit of fentanyl in, because there's also like, you can get fentanyl at the doctor for like certain things, but it's so small amount.
Yeah.
That's when it's in like medicine, it's safer.
Yeah.
I mean, who fucking knows?
I think a little bit of, but also.
It's a painkiller, yeah. All that. And so they can slip a little bit of it in coke and then take out a lot of coke and put in filler. So that fentanyl gets you high with a little bit of coke.
So people think they're doing coke and then they can sell more and yes. make more money. But also like that's
Let's
fucked up.
Just make coke
you're
and
killing
sell
people.
Coke.
Yeah, you're
and so people can just do coke and have fun.
Yeah. Let us do coke. Okay. We almost did.
We didn't
no,
almost.
We didn't almost.
But like, you don't remember in like DARE when they say like, oh, people are going to offer you drugs. And then we're like, well, that doesn't happen. Drugs cost money. Like all drugs have been offered to me.
Oh, yeah.
This one like was almost shoved on my nose when the guy's just like, please do some coke with me. And we're like, stop.
Yeah. When people are begging to do coke with you, which happened to us on Saturday.
That must mean we're fun. But also our bits have to be way worse if we're on coke.
But we've done it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But also, yeah, think about all the free drugs we have taken. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Almost everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never bought cocaine, and I've done it a few times.
I've
allegedly.
Tried it once.
I've barely Twice. Ever bought, okay, now that it's dispensaries and stuff, but growing up, I never bought weed.
I've, yeah.
Besides dispensaries, like I'll buy pens here and there, but I've never like,
I think I've only bought legal drugs.
I think I've only bought grass from a drug dealer like three times in my life.
But that's, oh, from a drug dealer? I don't think I ever have.
Like three times in my life.
Yeah.
And then.
The rest is just offered.
Shrooms. Acid.
Offered.
I mean, I bought shrooms once.
Yeah.
And I've done it four times.
Sure.
I don't think I've ever bought. Oh, I did buy acid once.
Yeah.
Shitty acid, but.
Yeah.
But I've done that four times. You know, like. Molly, I think I've done.
Really?
Three. I think
the fuck did you do Molly?
Guitar player in her band.
That makes sense. Yeah. Oh, duh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like people offer you. I mean, also, it depends on who you hang out with.
Sure. Also, we don't hang out with them.
I know. I just happen to be out and they happen to be like,
hey,
come over.
This. Please.
Please come over. Please. Please do this with me. And then I just be like, sorry.
How annoying would we be, though, if we had a coke problem? That would have to be the worst.
The problem is I like it a lot.
I've never been able to feel it.
I like uppers so, like, that's why I love Adderall. And that's why I love, like, I love, because it gets me out of my anxious shell and I'll just fucking talk.
See, I feel like I'll just slide right in, into anxiety.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's what happens with you and weed.
That's true. That's just because you get paranoid.
But like coke, I'm just like, I like to get shit done and then my brain is fucking fired.
I like the idea of that. If it would work that way, I would enjoy it.
It does, like, especially when I do Adderall, it does for me. Unless I get like too much and then I'm just like, well, I'm on Adderall, I can start drinking.
Yeah.
Drugs are fun.
Sometimes.
But I don't know if you have it prepared. But we can take a little break.
Yes.
Because I do need another beer.
Me too.
But okay, we're going to play some jazz and then Jacob's going to talk about the Moist Man of the Year.
At least he's nominated.
I'm intrigued by this.
He's not better than the Moist Woman of the Year.
Well, Moist Woman of the Year is a different
She's
category.
She's crowned. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm going to say this is a nomination.
Let's start doing this.
All right. Yeah. So
let's start finding people.
So let's retcon.
This is our dinner for schmucks.
Yeah.
Let's start finding interesting people and then vote on them.
All right. So we'll retcon the Pakistani woman, the one who went to Pakistan. She is nominated for Moist Woman of the Year.
Yes. And we'll try and find. Now we got to. How do we make a segment for this? What's the segment?
Did you already make one?
Not for this.
Oh, shit.
Come up with a title.
We'll be right back.
That's the fucking name of the title.
No, it's just the title's just going to play. We're not going to announce it. All right. Welcome back to the Moisties.
The Moisties, our new award show, which I think throughout the year, we'll talk about the Moisties. And then at the end of the year,
we talked about maybe doing like a little segment, like we do a little clip show segment for just the fun things I find online.
Yes. Yeah. Because you're on TikTok and all that stuff. Yeah. And I will try and find people, but I'm not really on social media.
Yeah, so. I'm much more online than you nowadays.
But it might be fun if I'm like, check out this weirdo. Yeah. But we'll see.
All right. So this.
So this is a potential Moist Man of the Year.
It is. And Moist Man of the Year nominee.
For the Moisties.
And this is a 13-year-old cancer survivor.
Oh, shit.
Who was recently honored by President Trump and given an honorary position as a Secret Service member. So it was like a Make-A-Wish trip kind of thing where he's like, and this brave kid survived cancer.
Holy 13, shit.
He had brain cancer. And let me tell you, this child is a fucking lunatic. He is a madman, and I love him so much.
I thought it was like a man. This is a 13-year-old kid.
He looks and talks like a man. Kid's got a mustache.
And
you
got to meet Papa T?
Oh, yeah. Papa T honored this fucker.
Oh, my God. No, and he survived cancer?
Yeah. No. So
holy like, shit.
We're going to make jokes about him, but like I genuinely love this kid. And I am pretty sure he's going to take the Secret Service name and kill an unarmed person because of it. Because let me just play.
So he's an honorary Secret Service man.
Yeah. He might just be full on. I don't know what Trump actually did. But here's just some quotes from this kid. I'm going to play some clips for Robert to show him. But they're mostly audio clips. So just remember this is a 13-year-old child who recently survived brain cancer.
I'm just going to be honest with you. God didn't put you on this earth to like people. He just put you here to live your life. If you're a Democrat and you're being mean to President Trump, I'm on your bumper.
Can I call you officer or agent, DJ Daniel, all of the above?
It really don't matter to me. I love women, so I don't care.
What? Your friends are going to be jealous?
Pretty much. And I'm pretty sure my girlfriend going to be jealous. She ain't going to be. I'll say you can't. I'm going to be like, you're going to have to hit the road, Jax. I might look 13, but I'm 50. Donald Trump is the best president of the United States. I see you being mean to him, I'm coming after you.
I love this child.
There's no way he's 13.
He's going to be a problem.
Yeah, dude. That power is already to his head.
I love this kid so much.
He's survived cancer. Okay. Let's let it slide.
Yeah.
But I feel like he might
kill. He's going to kill somebody.
What's his name? Agent DJ?
That's DJ something.
I think people are calling him Agent DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
DJ Daniels.
DJ Daniels.
Yeah.
So I'm worried at the end of the year when we do the Moisties that it's like, okay, this guy got disqualified.
We're literally not allowed to talk about this person anymore.
He's in fucking juvie. But that's, okay, he hasn't done anything wrong yet.
No, he's just hilarious.
Oh my God.
And because also all the comments when it first got nominated, because it's a little black kid, is like, all the comments were like, oh, look at Trump being racist. Like, no.
But the, I mean, he survived brain cancer. Yeah.
No, and like, so like this kid like earns like the spot to be honored. And because also.
So what was his, his mega wish was to meet.
I don't know if it was a make a wish or just somehow the parents reached out and were like, hey, this kid is a giant fan of yours.
It's and this becoming- kid knows how to talk. Yeah. Just like you, buddy.
But yeah, it was at.
Oh, can you imagine a press conference where he's opening up for.
Just, or just standing next to him, just a child with a gun. Oh.
We're getting to a point where our country is so fucked.
We're such a caricature.
Where let's just have fun. Yeah. Let's just fuck it. See what happens.
Yeah. I mean,
that's dude.
Because when you compare it to like Idiocracy, we're so close.
We're, I mean, yeah, we're there.
When Hulk Hogan ripped his shirt off at a national convention.
Yeah. And he's a celebrity and he runs the country. Granted,
this kid has not reappeared since this initial. Spurt. I loved every interview this child did.
So he might just be like actually 5 seconds of fame.
Yes, but
knowing how shit works in this fucking climate, I would be shocked if he started a podcast
or a meme coin. Yeah.
Yeah. Or because that the Hawktubuk lady, she should have been famous for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And now she's on Jake Paul's network.
There is this
new, or Logan Paul's or whatever it is.
There is this new podcast that I've only seen clips of, but I love it so much. It is a like a food review podcast. It's with like six. Like junior high boys, but all of them are picky eaters.
What?
So all of them are like, oh, let's just discuss pizza today. It's like, I really only like cheese. And everyone's like, yeah, me too. Like, I'll do pepperoni sometimes, but like, it's fine. I just kind of like cheese. Like, it's just them like agreeing on normal food being the best. It's so funny.
Yeah, cheese pizza actually pretty good. A-list.
Yeah. And A-tier. Like, if I'm just like looking at them like, God, people are geniuses. Because also, I don't think these kids understand what an incredible bit this is that they just have like
it's probably not a bit. That's why.
Because our taste changed. Like, I think past after college is when I started actually like trying different foods.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Trying sushi. Like,
sushi. I mean, I didn't eat salads until I was probably 22.
Yeah, dude, you were eating cheese pizza till you were at least 19.
I always did different pizzas.
Yeah, because you're a Canadian. What is it? Hawaiian?
No, I like Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon.
I do like Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian pizza is
fucking. I think like these kids would be like, no, and then that's it. Just like that's not good.
They won't even try it.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the podcast, but I keep seeing clips of them, and they are my favorite thing.
So they actually have a podcast.
Yeah, and they have a following now because it's so funny. Just that none of them are like.
How do they do that for an hour every week? I mean, that's, you might as well.
Yeah.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
And we have no fucking value.
No, we have no topic whatsoever. But
they're
yeah,
at like, least bringing in
ideas. Yeah. Like if we would have started this in high school, there's zero reason we wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because I ran a radio station out of high school.
And nobody would have. We would have been.
I think.
We would have gotten laid a lot less.
A lot. I think we would have gotten laid the same. Twice in high school.
No, like, I mean like since then.
Oh,
like if,
yeah. That,
like if we were still going.
Yeah, no, that would have changed.
We got laid a lot less.
Yeah, that'd been a lot worse.
Or we just don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Which we don't.
We don't. Yeah, we don't bring it up now.
We don't bring it up. It almost got brought up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It did get brought up.
I don't.
She forgot. Hopefully. She didn't bring it up again. So, but that kid is awesome.
Yeah. Nominee for Moist Man of the Year.
That's DJ?
Yeah.
You're eligible for a moistie. Yep.
You're coming on our bumper.
That is wild. Yeah. You can't drive.
No. But also just like that sentence yeah. as a child or fuck as it. Anybody.
Also the amount of confidence he has.
Yeah.
I can only dream.
Yeah, no, that kid's going places. Maybe not good places, but he's going places.
I wish I was going places. Oh, we got one more segment before we end the episode. We announced it last week, but now it's time to jump into it. It's Bracket Busters and Brews. Welcome back to Bracket Busters and Brews, where we're diving into the ultimate Foo Fighters song bracket. I made way too big of a bracket,
you
but
sure did,
we're having fun with it.
We'll try again next year with a smaller bracket.
We'll try again. But also, this is fun.
Yeah.
So today we're just going to look, if people have the brackets and are playing along at home, we're just going to look at the left side preliminary round, and then next week we'll do the right side preliminary round.
Because when you were, because I asked you a question about earlier. I was like, so we're going to review 60-something songs today? I was like, can we just do one side?
Yeah, so we're just going to do one side. And then, so it will take us probably 2 months to get through this bracket.
Yeah.
Because we're doing it in chunks. And then once we get into like the main bracket, we'll probably just do it in quadrants.
Sure.
So like the top half, bottom half, you know, on each side. But preliminary round, I think there's only 30 songs, so 15 matchups, something like that. First matchup, Let It Die versus Sunday Rain. See, I know these songs pretty well, so I'm curious, what are your thoughts? All right, so you took notes on
these. I took notes on every song I listened to. All right, Let It Die, I put, took too long to really get started, but I did like it when it finally got there.
Yeah, Let It Die.
But then went right back to basic. I like the change it goes through, but just kind of goes back to boring.
And it's very repetitive.
I find Foo Fighters songs very boring overall.
Yeah.
They don't really try stuff, and when they do, it's a lot
of
my
their songs they do.
Yeah, some of them.
And then when they do, I'm like, Dave, you know how to do this.
Yeah. Also, his vocals are very boring often, and they're like, he'll do a song where it sounds like it should be lyrically driven, but then the lyrics are just whatever.
What I will say, like this song or this album, Echo Silence, Patience, and Grace, the big song off of it is The Pretender.
Oh, sure.
And that's how the album starts. And then the rest of the album is kind of quieter.
Okay.
So it's like you start off with just an anthem, and then it doesn't. And then Sunday Rain off of Concrete and Gold, this is a Taylor song.
Oh, okay.
So Taylor sings this song. This song is also kind of slow.
I put fun and groovy, but no reason for it to be 6 minutes long.
6 minutes?
Yeah.
Jesus. So what did you pick here?
Let It Die.
I picked Let It Die.
All right, cool.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do separate brackets, but then we're going to agree on it. So we'll have one bracket.
Yeah, because I don't want my own bracket.
Because at the end of it, we might have completely different songs.
Yeah, because so then we're just talking about eight different things that we can't even talk to each other about.
So next up, Good Grief, which is off their self-titled, which is one of my favorite albums.
Okay. And which one's that?
It's the one with the gun.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so it's Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friend of a Friend, which is off Jacob's least favorite Foo Fighters album.
Yeah, which one was that?
In Your Honor.
In Your Honor. I hate that album.
Yeah.
And like, I've listened to their discography before, but here I listen to each song. So for Good Grief, I had Fun and Punky.
Yeah, so this album is just Dave.
Oh, okay, because I said the music's fun, vocals are boring.
Yep.
And then Friend of a Friend, I put pretty basic, boring, acoustic, nothing stood out.
I like Friend of a Friend.
I did not.
And every time I listen to it, I think it's about Kurt Cobain.
Sure.
Even though it's not.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't been confirmed, but I always think it does because it's like he plays an old guitar. You know, I just always think Kurt Cobain. But easy pick. I went Good Grief as well.
Yeah, okay. Good Grief.
Next up is Love Dies Young off Medicine at Midnight, which is, I'm not a big fan of that album.
Okay.
It's one of their newer albums. And then A Matter of Time, which is off one of my favorite Foo Fighters album, Wasting Light.
Okay. I would need to see each cover to remember which ones I like. All right, so for Love Dies Young, I put really like the start. I feel like the vocal style really works over this palm mute feel.
Yep.
I like when the rest of the band comes in. I just wish there is more.
And it's repetitive.
Yeah.
It's repetitive, yeah. I think this was maybe one of the radio hits off the album.
Sure. And then for A Matter of Time, I put it's fun, nothing too special, sounds like a lot of their other music.
What'd
like,
you pick here?
I chose Love Dies Young.
Oh, damn, I picked A Matter of Time.
I'd have because, to listen to
because, because Wasting Light is one of my favorite albums.
Okay.
So it's going to be hard to pick off of it. So this is going to be a tough one. So which one do we pick?
I mean, so why did you choose the other one?
I just think like that it has a better like boon. Like the way it starts is funner and there's more dynamics.
I'll listen to it.
Love Die Young just seems very repetitive.
Some of my friends told me to.
I'll just pull up the list so we can just at least hear the beginning, because I don't know these songs super well.
I know them very well. I'm going to start taking notes like you did for next time.
All right. So I liked this.
I do like the palm. And also the chorus of Love Dies Young is very catchy. Very catchy.
I like the way those vocals work with this. No matter how.
It's more rocky.
Yeah. But does the intro keep going, or is it a build up to nothing?
Well, then it softens.
See, I hate...
You hate the soft?
I hate how much they... It's like they have an idea of how to start a song, but then it's just like, oh, and then Dave's going to do his thing of just strumming and singing.
And then I think that riff is the chorus riff.
Sure.
I think that's what they do. It's chorus riff for the intro.
I mean, I have no attachment to either of these songs, so we can go with yours.
You want to go with A Matter of Time?
Sure.
Fuck yeah. All right. Next up, the last song. Off of In Your Honor versus La Di Da.
All right. So for the last song, I said, I don't like the name. Is he saying the name Allison? I said, chorus is super boring. Feels like the same the whole way through.
It's just the generic song of like, this will be the last song that I write about you.
Yeah.
Which, like it's about a breakup.
But also like, Shut up.
I do like the way in the chorus, though, where he goes, this will be the last song, this will be the last song, this will be the last song
that's
about you.
I said, I hate that.
Oh, you hated that? Okay.
Yeah, I hate that. That's not a chorus. That's a sentence that with a stutter.
Yeah.
All right. And then for La-Di-Da, I said, I do like the name. I like this one. Over-distorted bass is super fun.
Yeah, dude. La-Di-Da is my pick.
Yeah, I chose
because
La-Di-Da.
The bass line is sick,
mm-hmm.
and it's over-distorted. And Conquering Gold's a weird album, but this song is sick.
I definitely chose La-Di-Da over this. All right. So up next is Gimme Stitches and Cold Day in the Sun.
Yes, Gimme Stitches off the album with the neck tattoo, and then In Your Honor again.
All right, Gimme Stitches, a bit basic bluesy feel, kind of boring, nothing special.
Yep.
And then for Cold Day in the Sun, I said, sounds different than their normal self, but I don't really think it works well for them.
Cold Day in the Sun is fine,
yeah.
But out of these two, Gimme Stitches, right?
I am, yep, that's what I chose.
And Gimme Stitches,
because both the songs sounded a little different.
They did. Gimme Stitches is still a fine song, but it's the better of the two.
I didn't
two.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, it's the better of the two.
The other one just didn't really work for me.
Damn, so we're agreeing for the most part, which is what I, at least in the preliminary round, I thought would be,
sure.
We would. But also, we have different music taste.
Very, yeah, because I don't like Foo Fighters. Yeah.
Next up is Bridge Burning.
Yeah.
Versus Have It All.
All right, so for Bridge Burning, I put fun, punky, fast beginning.
Oh, Bridge Burning.
Love when the vocal comes in. It's my favorite so far.
Bridge Burning is badass. Mm-hmm.
And then for Have It All, it said intro was cool. Song did not match the energy, though, I expected from the intro.
And it does.
Very let down.
It does get very repetitive. Yeah. So Bridge Burning?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bridge Burning is.
I like that.
Bridge Burning is one of the best songs off the album.
That's a colorful album, right?
Yeah, that's the one with all the faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Wasting Light.
That's my favorite album. Yeah.
Next up is Stacked Actors, which is a staple Foo Fighters song,
oh,
versus
really?
Concrete and Gold, which is the name of the album that it's off of.
So for Stacked Actors, I put, I like the intro. Then first verse lost momentum, which was a common occurrence for me.
Yeah, now that you bring it up, it does.
It gains it back a little, but still. And then Concrete and Goal, I put starts droney, not my favorite. And then later in the song, I put, I hate this.
Oh,
so I chose Stacked Actors.
Okay, good. I chose Stacked Actors, yeah. Too. Stacked
I didn't
Actors,
love it, though.
Yeah, but that's like one of their staples.
It's just, they always start hard, like as a full band, but then it's just like.
And then they, now that you bring it up, I've never thought about that.
Yeah,
that might ruin Foo Fighters for me. Next up, Mr. Misery. Damn, we got a lot of Wasting Light in this preliminary.
Yeah.
Mr. Misery versus Ballad of the Beaconsfield Miners, which this is fun because he wrote a ballad about there were people trapped in a mine, and that's what the song was about.
Were there lyrics?
It wasn't.
Okay.
But he wrote it for these guys that
okay.
were trapped in a mine.
Because for Mr. Misery, I put fun intro with the Fuck You, Daryl, or I think that's what it said.
Yeah.
Does not keep that energy. Not bad, but was disappointed.
Oh, you were disappointed.
Because of the very, if you start with something fun, have a fun song.
Yeah, that's true.
It was just a song.
Yeah.
And then Ballad of Beaconsfield Miners, I put, love the folky blues scrap patterns. Oh, that's all it is.
Yeah, it's
disappointed.
Just it's just Dave playing guitar.
Yeah. So yeah. I chose Miss the Misery.
Okay, thank God. Yeah. Thank God. Miss the Misery moving on. Hell yeah. This next one, two duds.
Yeah, Resolve, I put fine. Kind of what basic Foo Fighters sounds like.
It's two songs off of In Your Honor, Resolve and Virginia Moon.
And then for Virginia Moon, I put not the basic Foo Fighters, but I don't like it. And I chose Virginia Moon.
I chose Virginia Moon too.
Okay. Because it was just a little different, at least.
These are both songs, like In Your Honor, now that you bring it up, like I think I was telling you about it. This is the album that like they went on tour with like a full orchestra. So it was mostly like acoustic stuff.
And, I
hate
like, this album.
Like a full cello and stuff. But that's not what the album was.
Yeah.
If the album had all that stuff, that'd be really cool.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't do that.
No, it was just like less rock.
Yeah. Next up is Chasing Birds or Cheer Up Boys, Your Makeup is Running.
Mm-hmm. For Chasing Birds, I put groovy. I like the ending. I wish they would have kept that or introduced that a lot earlier throughout the song.
I think this, so Medicine at Midnight, I don't like the album overall, but they did do like some very groovies
cool
and 70s
yeah.
stuff, but then it just went back to simplicity. Like they didn't keep it.
Mm-hmm. And then for Cheer Up Boys, I like the title and the intro goes kind of basic, but not. All right. So I put, this is where I was getting annoyed by these songs. I like the title and the intro. Goes kind of basic, but not back, just basic Foo Fighters. Not bad, just
not
basic
bad.
Foo Fighters. So I chose Cheer Up Boys.
I chose Cheer Up Boys, too.
I really liked the title, so I was excited,
yeah.
And it started cool, but then it was just like
and
kind of just
and you're
like,
oh, man, it should have been better.
Yeah.
So this next matchup is the hardest matchup of the entire, so far,
mm-hmm.
for this. So it's Enough Space off of Color and Shape versus The Feast and the Famine.
Mm-hmm.
Both fucking badass rock songs.
So for Enough Space, I put out like the bass intro.
The bass intro is sick.
And when it picks up, it's awesome. And then for Feast and Famine, I was like, I know this one. I love this one.
This one was...
The chorus is so... The hey, man.
Yeah.
So,
and then there's a scream in this that is sick as fuck. And I remember when they teased this album, they released just the scream.
Like 8 seconds.
But no instruments. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck yeah. So I have a tie to both these songs.
I put Feast and the Famine because I knew that one and I've loved that one.
So that's what I did pick too.
Okay.
But I do want to talk about Enough Space.
Okay.
So Enough Space, I actually did a bass cover of.
Okay.
When I was like.
It's a good bass
line. When I was like 21, 22. But I love the bass line, but the bass line.
Link below.
But the bass line is the same. Like it.
Oh, really?
It just doesn't stop.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, it's a sick bass line, but it just doesn't.
So you wrote a cool riff and then you're like, all right, just do
keep,
that.
Yeah, keep playing it. And then maybe the chorus is the rude notes. And then Feast and the Famine. So I love Enough Space because it's sick. Mm-hmm. Feast and the Famine. Inspired, like, I want to get a tattoo from this song.
Sure.
Because there's a line in the song where he goes, where is the PMA?
Okay.
And I want to get PMA in my wrist.
Oh.
Positive mental attitude.
Yep.
But that's off of their...
Sonic Highways.
Sonic Highways, yeah. So that's when they like did... I remember...
And that was early Sonic Highways because it was really good like the first four episodes and then it just kind of went, into just kind of Foo Fighters songs.
I love that whole thing, but it's fun because like all the lyrics are based on the town, mm-hmm. you know, so... Feast and the Famine, but that was the toughest choice. I was going back and forth.
Yeah, because I just love Feast and the Famine. That's probably like top five Foo Fighter songs for
me. I mean, dude, that's one of the best songs off Sonic Highways.
All right, up next, we have Tired of You versus What Did I Do?
Yeah, What Did I Do / God Is My Witness. So this is kind of like two songs in one.
Mm-hmm.
And Tired of You.
I put Tired of You, slow, fine, nothing special, not bad. Then What Did I Do? I said goes through a lot of changes, which is fun. Like it felt like they were trying to do kind of like what Green Day's done or what like Black Parade was, where it like goes through like different parts
that's
of songs.
Kind of, yeah, 100%. That's kind of where it's like,
just, I don't think they did it as interesting.
No, and it wasn't as cool.
What it's like Green Day, is it Homecoming that it goes like four different things?
Well, yeah, because it's like the whole story. And also that's also in the album. But yeah. Black Parade. Tired of You, I do really like. The chorus is catchy, but it's just like, tired of you, tired of you, tired of you.
Because I chose What Did I Do? I have zero attachment. It was just
I
that
chose
it was
Tired
more,
of You.
I'm fine with that.
You want to do Tired of You? Okay.
Because What Did I Do? I just thought it was more interesting.
Yeah. That one was a little bit that I went back and forth. I did like Sonic Highways because I watched it when it came out live. Mm-hmm. I just think it because I listened to these back and forth and I was like, which one would I rather just play randomly?
That's fair.
You know, that's how I seemed the ones that were tough. I was like, which one would I rather listen to if mm-hmm. I had to just hit play? So
if it came on, would I skip it to see what's next or would I listen to it more likely? Yeah.
I mean, some of these, it's just like I'd pick neither, but
yeah.
Next up is Show Me How off their most recent album, which I don't know at all, versus Congregation, another Sonic Highways song.
All right. So for Show Me How, I put very monotone song.
Yeah. Their new album sucks ass.
I said it was lyrically driven, but I wasn't interested in the lyrics.
Dave Grohl, I love Dave Grohl, but his lyrics aren't good.
They're just whatever.
And also, I watched like the Wasting Light documentary.
Mm-hmm.
He just writes them after the song's done.
Sure.
Like it's just words to him.
Yeah. And then... What was the other one?
Congregation.
I put feels a little copy and paste, but I like the little jazzy solo.
Yeah, it's fun.
So I chose Congregation.
I chose Congregation too. Hell yeah. Oh, next up, easy.
Yeah.
Home run here. White Limo, which I think it's one of the best songs of Wasting Light. Yeah.
And then
Under You, which is off their new album, which sucks.
So White Limo, I put my favorite Foo Fighter song. Punky, fun, fast. It's all it needs to be.
Yeah, I think White Limo was very inspired by Rush.
Oh, I hate Rush though.
Yeah, but this song is sick as fuck.
No, White Limo is my favorite Foo Fighter song. And then for Under You, I put fun, basic Foo Fighter song. Would have went against a lot more, but not against White Limo.
Yeah.
So I didn't hate this song.
Oh, you didn't? Uh-huh. Okay. I just, their new album just doesn't, because also, I mean, Taylor's not in it.
Sure.
But
like,
also,
to me, this could have been any album.
Yeah, that's true. This is what the Foo Fighters have been doing for the past 20 years is they have like one or two radio hits.
Yeah.
And then they just go in the album and fill it
it's
out.
It's just fill. Yeah.
And it's just like, it sucks because I'm like, Dave, I know you can write music because
you're literally a super group.
Yeah. And like, I know you, like when you put out that metal album, I was like, mm-hmm. I know you can write good music. What are you doing?
Or at least interesting.
Or make it interesting. Yeah. Another one off the new album, Hearing Voices versus I Should Have Known.
All right. For Hearing Voices, I put Falls Back into Basic Nothing.
Yep.
Really stands out, or nothing really stands out. I like his singing over the outro.
Mm.
And I Should Have Known, long buildup that I don't think pays off, but not bad.
So Wasting Light, one of my favorite albums. the bass tone in this song is sick as fuck because it's Chris Novoselic.
Oh, okay.
Who's from that? Nirvana.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah,
so he came in and played bass on this fucking song.
I should have known.
Fuck yeah. I should have known it's sick. This next one is a little bit tough too. Stranger Things Have Happened versus Holding Poison. At first glance, I would have picked Stranger Things Have Happened. But listening to it back to back, I picked Holding Poison. I picked a Medicine at Midnight song, and that's shocking for me because I do not like that album.
I also chose Holding Poison.
Oh, shit. Okay. This song is fun.
For Stranger Things That Have Happened, but it starts with noises that aren't interesting enough to include basic acoustic song.
Yeah.
I did not like the song at all.
I do like Stranger Things Have Happened, but Holding Poison is fun.
I put very fun start to the song. I like the main riff and how they play it with it throughout the song.
I think I just like when this album came out, I wanted to boycott it. But now that I listen to it, I'm like, okay, I do like this song.
The radio hit from it.
Yeah. Make It Right off of Concrete Gold versus Saint Cecilia, which is from the Saint Cecilia EP.
Okay. For Make It Right, I put too long of intro, but fun and love how the vocals come in.
Yep. Concrete Gold has like a little bit of a... like some of the songs have grungy. Like because La-Di-Da had that vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for Saint Cecilia, but so much build up to nothing special.
Yeah. Which is wild because that's what the EP is based on. Like, and this is the weakest of the EP.
Yeah. What do you... I don't understand. It's all build up and it's just him.
But like they... In some songs, they prove that they can do it. So I don't know why they don't. So I picked Make It Right.
I chose Make It Right.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. We're doing it. And then the last one of this preliminary round, went through this pretty quick, but Happy Ever After, Zero Hour versus Ain't It the Life.
So
both fine songs.
Happy Ever After, I put very basic and fine. Ain't It the Life, I put Beatles feel. Doesn't do too much with it, but it's there.
A little, yeah, it doesn't really have Beatles feel.
And I chose Ain't It the Life.
I chose Ain't It the Life too.
Hell okay. Yeah.
Damn.
So I think we disagreed on two that I did not
care
about.
That you didn't care about, yeah. I think that's how it's going to go for a while.
Probably.
And then it's going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, maybe at the end we can really say our points, but yeah. But like, yeah. I already know like my top four songs.
That's the tough part, because I love a lot of their songs that we haven't got to. Like, obviously, I buy their top 20.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those songs, like, one of the songs in their top 20 is Wheels. I fucking hate Wheels.
I don't know
that. Song's going to be erased immediately, but that's their top 20 streams.
Because also, for a lot of these songs, I would, like, listen to at least the first minute and then kind of skip through to hear the different parts. When we get into the actual, like, bracket, I'll listen to full songs.
Yeah, we're still in preliminary rounds, yeah, so it doesn't matter.
I'll get the feel of the song.
So, yeah, so next week, we'll go through the right side of the preliminary round, so there'll be 30 of those as well.
Just saw a picture of Judge Reinhold on your...
Yeah, because Judge Reinhold's in this for the most movie of the month. Yeah. it's going to be tough. I am excited for next week, though, because there's a song I discovered for the first time because of this bracket that I didn't know existed that is now one of my favorites.
Then maybe I'll shit on.
Well,
is it Build Up to Nothing?
Maybe.
Because I'm tired of that.
That might be their
thing.
That might be their thing now that I think about it.
How often did I say that? I want.
You said it for
almost too long to really get started. No reason for it to be 6 minutes.
I think you said that for almost all this.
Nothing stood out.
Well, hopefully you guys are playing along at home. I'd love to like discuss the bracket and if there was any songs. I mean, this round was pretty easy.
Yeah.
But if there are any songs you were like, man, I love that song, let us know. Send us an email, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com, or comment below on YouTube. I love when people comment. Nathan and Cindy, thank you guys so much. But make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Blue Sky, and Parlor, Moist Monday Podcast. Send us an email, moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com. Rate us 5 stars.
That'd be
Subscribe
nice.
To us on YouTube. I think we're still a 5-star podcast. I haven't looked at it in a while. We're fucking rocking and rolling, yeah. Baby. But we'll see you guys freaking next week. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, bud. Love you.
Love you.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.